So today, Advent Sunday is the start of the new church year, and as it is the start of the new church year, the gospel that we use through the coming year it changes. So this year we're going to be looking at Matthew, and that's why the New Testament gospel reading was taken from the book of Matthew. And actually, if you look on the back of Partnership News, which is the big bit of paper, you'll see that what we're suggesting this year for an Advent course is that each day through Advent, which goes between now and Christmas, we read a chapter of the book of Matthew. It's got 28 chapters, which is conveniently close to the days of Advent, especially if you're very diligent and you read two chapters on a Sunday. You'll see it works out perfectly. So we just want to do an Advent course with a bit of a difference and spread the course, if you like, through the whole of Advent rather than do it, you know, maybe one or two evenings. So, you know, I would encourage you just to take up a Bible, maybe a different version to the one that you're used to using, and just read a chapter of the book of Matthew each day between now and Christmas, and see what impact that has. Each year, as I said, we look at a different gospel. And it's quite interesting that the Old Testament readings that we have, almost as Advent is a time of preparation for Christ coming at Christmas and Christ coming as he comes again in glory to wrap up time for the second time. As we look at the readings in the Old Testament, they also prepare us in some ways for what's going to come in the gospel. So last year, seems a long time ago now, if you remember, we were looking at the Gospel of Luke. And the Old Testament reading that you have on the first Sunday of Advent, which today is last year with Luke, talks about the joy and hope that we have in God. It's from Jeremiah. And in a way, that sets up the Gospel of Luke quite nicely, because there's a lot about the joy and hope that Christ brings to the world in the Gospel of Luke. Next year, we look at Mark. And the opening Bible reading next year from Isaiah, a different bit of Isaiah, talks about the heavens being torn apart and God coming down. And if you think of the Gospel of Mark, Mark is all about up and at 'em. It's the shortest gospel. It's really dynamic. And that's what we get as we're set up in the reading. And today, the reading from Isaiah sets us up for the Gospel of Matthew, which we will all have read by Christmas, because we're going to go through it chapter a day. Trust me. I'm a doctor. But if you think of what the bit in Isaiah said today, it says, let's just go up to the mountains and find out how God wants us to live. It's very ordinary. It's not very exciting in some ways. It's about the ordinariness of our lives and the day-to-dayness of our lives. Living out our lives the way that Christ would want us to do. You know, steadily and in order. And that's exactly what we see in the Gospel of Matthew. You know, Matthew, for the Gospel writers, is like the Hercule Poirot of the Gospel writers. Everything in its place, logical and in order. You can see his desk, you know, with his notepad absolutely aligned to the corner of the desk, and his pens absolutely aligned with the top. It's a man of detail. And that's, if you like, what the Old Testament reading sets us up to, because part of our preparation in Advent, as we look to Christmas and as we look to the coming of Christ, and as we prepare ourselves for that, is all about the ordinary, and it's about the detail. Now, in the Gospel reading, it also talks, Jesus speaks of cataclysmic events at the end of time, when time's going to get wrapped up. He talks about the entire cosmos changing completely. And it will. But it does so in the context of ordinary events. It does so in the context of somebody being at home with the kids, about grinding corn, about somebody being at work, about somebody being in the fields, about the ordinariness. Because the cosmic and the ordinariness of life meeting Christ. He also speaks about the need to be prepared, maybe to do some DIY on the house and fit a burglar alarm, or get ourselves ready as we look for the coming of Christ. Paul speaks to the Romans in the epistle, and he says you need to live your lives in the context of the society in which you live. However heathen that might appear, live your lives in the way that God calls you to. If you like, take your weapons of war and turn them into weapons of peace. Live in harmony with creation, not at odds with creation, as good stewards of the environment. That's the context in which we look at the Gospel readings and the New Testament readings together as a whole. Paul also talks in that reading, he says, put on the armour of light, and he says, put on Christ. And in the Old Testament, when something's talked about putting on, it's about the context of Aaron and the priests as they put on their priestly garments. And what those garments were outward signs, public signs, of their vocation and their calling and the way that they lived their lives. And there is a sense in which that as the cosmic, as the supernatural and the ordinary come together in Christ and come together in God and come together in our own lives, because we are made in the image of God, and therefore part of that supernatural, part of that cosmic, part of that ordinary is within us. We're called to live out our lives so that people see what we do and see that we are different as people with a faith in the Christ who comes at Christmas and the Christ who will come again in glory to wrap up time, to be prepared as we walk through our ordinary lives, our day-to-day lives. That's what Advent is about. I was interested to see on this, as we lit the Advent candles, there's a reference in Genesis chapter 12 where the Lord says to Abraham, leave your country, your people and your father's household and go to the land that I will show you. Abraham and his father had set off to go to the promised land, and they got a bit stuck in Haran. And the bit that we had read at the beginning of the service is the invitation that God gives to Abraham to, you know, crack on with the journey and actually get to the promised land. But the phrase that's used, it's a really interesting phrase in the original language. God invites Abraham. He says, go for yourself. Go for your own sake. And as we look at Advent, and as we look to live that ordinariness day by day in our lives, in harmony with God and his creation, attentive to God, attentive to our daily lives. As we live in the harmony with the cosmic and the supernatural, as God breaks through into our lives and into our world, that same invitation is there. Do it for your own sake. Do it for yourselves. As Christ comes at Christmas, as we prepare for Christmas, as we prepare for his coming in glory. Amen.
Amen.